you please stand this morning? I'm going to read Romans 10:10. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. This morning we are going to worship the one true God, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to profess our faith by singing and praising Him, because He is the only King forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only King forever, forevermore. You are victorious. Amen. Are you excited this morning to worship? Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this glorious day. We thank you that we have come into your house, Lord. We have come to worship you and only you, Jesus. That is why we're here. That's why we rose this morning, God, to come in and worship you, Jesus. Father, I just pray a blessing over your people this morning, God. I pray that we can go deeper this morning, even as the first notes play, that we are able to enter in, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Father, we just have so much to be thankful for in our lives. We're thankful that we can stand. We're thankful that we can move our feet. We're thankful that we have a voice to sing out, Lord. We're thankful that we have hands to raise, Jesus, to worship you, God. Amen.
God, the only King forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only King forever, forevermore. You are victorious. You are the only King forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only King forever, forevermore. You are victorious.
Amen. Let's give Him praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand a chance when I
In Isaiah 55, it's titled An Invitation to Abundant Life. It says, "Everyone who thirsts, come. Without money or price, listen carefully to me, incline your ear." Then it goes on to say, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not yours, nor your ways mine, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than yours, my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Heavenly Father, I just ask that that would be our desire this morning, that we would hear from you. You have an invitation to us, Lord, to hear from you, to soak in your word, to be in your presence. Help us to incline an ear, Lord, to you. But also, Lord, help us to open our hearts and put away our wicked thoughts and our unrighteous thoughts, because your word tells us you will have mercy on us abundantly. So, Lord, just be with us today as we continue to worship you, and then as we hear your word later. Amen.
The sin of the world on your shoulders, did it so willingly. God, the price you paid will forever be enough. And the life you gave, yeah, you gave it all for love. Your name is glorious, we lift you up high. Season the universe, far does it reach? Still you spread your arms out upon a cross for us, and the life you gave, yeah, you gave it all for love. Your name is glorious, we lift you up higher, higher. See what God has done and lift him up. Higher, higher, oh. bring the highest praise to the King. Sing it again, we will sing.
You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God. The God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of
trust, God. You are the God of miracles. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear and open our hearts, Lord. Heal us, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
on, Rob? There we go. Good morning. Nice to see all of you guys this morning. In case you noticed, Pastor Don and Sherry are not here this morning, so that means that I get to bring you the word. I think God gave me a powerful word, so I'm going to open in prayer, and then we're going to jump right into it here. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for coming into our presence this morning. We thank you, Lord, for just the blessings and the provision that you have given us. I thank you, Lord, for just the promises that we read about in your word every day. We ask, Lord, that they would just sink deep into our hearts this morning. Amen. Okay. Got a lot to cover this morning, so I'm going to jump right in.